Blog Talk Radio.
There is a way which leadeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Good afternoon, everyone. It's 2 p.m. in the Miamisburg, Ohio area, January 3rd, 2019, Thursday. And it is time for our favorite podcast, Chatting from the Word, your host, Oscar. We all hope everyone is doing great in this, the third day of the new year. And thanking and praising God for this opportunity to be able to be alive and to see it. We here at Chatting from the Word are glad to bring you this program at this time every day at 2, Mondays through Fridays. And we hope that we have been an aid in your Christian walk along this Christian journey. It was the psalmist who said in Psalm 109:105, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." We hear from Chatting from the Word, hope that you allow God's Word to direct and guide so many paths out that follow. That's why we here at Chatting from the Word are delighted to chat with you from the Word of God. Good afternoon, everyone. We are so happy to be with you again too. With you from God's Word to bring you a lesson and to hear some beautiful singing that we've been bringing on our program. Have you noticed we changed the format for a little bit by having more songs inside? Because I believe that songs bring joy and help us to recognize how great the Lord really is. I'm so thankful to bring you this program at this time, Chatting from the Word. If you like me, sometimes I just need a little bit of encouragement to just hear someone tell me to keep on and keep on living for the Lord. You know, in the world in which we live in, the way things are going, when babies are getting shot, just like in Texas the other day. Children are getting ran over, getting off the school bus, shooting in schools, or robbing you just because you don't look right, or you the wrong color. We need some encouragement words today in the world in which we live in. This you know, I believe it was Paul said that things are going to get worse, or wax worse and worse. The question is, can it get worse? And I believe it can, but we that are Christians, we that have anchored our life in Christ Jesus and trust in the Lord, you know, everything going to be all right, because That is where our trust and our faith and our hope and our love is in. It's in Christ Jesus our Lord. Even when the worst could come upon us, we can still trust in him. Remember the event, Jesus' disciple was on the boat and the storm came and the wind blew and water would come onto the ship and the disciple began to cry out to him to be saved, that they saved them. And Jesus told them, what? Ye of little faith. The way I look at it, if they would have sunk and drowned, at least they would be with the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I don't know about you, even if I'm going through something and if I don't make it through that I'm facing or going through, the important thing is being in the body of Christ along with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Because you know, one thing for sure, in this life, and some state taxes and death, but one thing is sure is we're all going to die. And I don't know no one. And if you know someone who want to go to hell after living life, let me know. Let me know, because the way Jesus is placed of torment, and I don't know no one who wants to go through torment, being tormented through all eternity. You, if you do, let me know. Give her, ask her, call her, let them know if you know someone who want to go to hell. I know we all want to go to heaven one day. And the only way we can go to heaven is be with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I want to mention, I had a sad note on Facebook this morning that Brother R.C. Wells died earlier today. I believe it was today. I remember meeting him one time when I was a young student back in 74, 75 at Southwestern Christian College. And at that time, he was wearing a cape. And I said, hey, that's a cape crusader. And he would wear these capes. And that's something I would never forget, when he would wear the cape and pull the cape off and go to a pulpit. I can remember that about Brother R.C. Wells. He died this morning. One of the great preachers of our times. You know, death is sure. And one thing that we can truly say, that one day we all want to go. And the best way, like I just said, is to be in Jesus Christ. That is one of the best things we all can do. All right, we want to play another selection for you. We want to play another song for you. So, let me see if I can pull it up here. And we hope you enjoy it.
Chance of it, let me ride.
That was the acapella company. I'm not sure if it stopped or not, but you know, it is one thing to live in this old life and to go through things we go through, but one day as a Christian, we hope we make it to that land that the Lord has prepared for us. You understand what Brother Austin is talking about? We as Christians, we have that hope one day of being in the glory land with Him. And when we sing that song, the glory land, well, I'll truly see the glory land way, don't you, my friend? Don't you one day want to be able, when judgment day comes for your Lord, to say, come on home and be with Him through all eternity? I don't know about you, but that's going to be a happy day for me when my Lord tells me to come on home and receive my reward. And we hope and pray that that be your choice also, the one day to be with the Lord and going home with Him. Because the way Peter explained, he said, judgment day going to be like a thief in the night. And a thief, he doesn't tell you when he's coming, does he? He just break in your house and you're not at home. You come home and you're surprised that he broke in your house. And that's what judgment day is going to be. And the best thing we can do to just safeguard ourselves and to make sure that we're going home with the Lord is to be ready and be prepared. But many of us, we are not going to be ready. And many of us are going to be unprepared. It's best to be prepared when our Lord comes. And the only way we can be prepared is to stay prepared. Do that make sense to you? It makes sense to Brother Oscar, just to stay and be prepared when our Lord Jesus Christ comes for us and take us on home to glory with Him and to be in glory through all eternity. You know, to be honest with you, my friend, life is too short to miss heaven. Life is too short to not be ready to go home with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And I hope and pray you feel the same this afternoon, and we hope and pray that this program have been an aid in your Christian walk, as we said in the introduction. And if you want to hear Brother Oscar's show live, as he is taping, as we are broadcasting it live, the number is area code 657-383-0883. Or if you want to talk with your brother, you can call the same number if you have something that you want to talk with Brother Oscars about. If you have some questions that you want to ask Brother Oscar about the things that he has been teaching, the lessons that he's been presenting to you on both shows, on this show, the Blog Talk Radio, and through our show on YouTube. We're going to be back on YouTube Monday, going back to the basics. So we hope that you tune in and watch that show. But do me a favor. We are running the show we did 2 weeks ago, which was our last show on YouTube. Go back and watch it. So when I do the show on Monday, you be ready to see where we at, and you can be up to date on our studies, back to the basics, all right? At this time, before we go off into prayer, we want to play another selection for you. All right. Enjoy.
Whatever my heart
That was It Is Well With My Soul from Arthur Petridge. We hope and pray that it is well with your soul this afternoon. That the Lord is pleased with you and it is well with your soul. This is time for prayer. If you have a prayer request that you want Brother Oscar to pray for or to pray with you, this is the time to call it in. Our call in number is area code 657-383-0883. If you have a prayer request that you want Brother Oscar to pray for on the air, if not, below the show, we have a comment section that you can put right there. If you want Brother Oscar to pray for it on a personal basis, I don't mind doing that. If you have a prayer request that you want Brother Oscar to pray for, he will do that. All right? I will lift up my eyes unto the hills, from which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. Will you pray with me, please? Our Father, thank you, Father, for you created this vast universe in which you live. You formed and framed this whole world in which we live. Father, you framed us and formed us from the dust of the ground and breathe life into us. Father, at this time, just have mercy upon us, Father. Because sometimes, Father, we allow this world to get the best of us, Father. Sometimes, Father, we get weak and we need to call on you, Father. Sometimes, Father, we need to call on you through the tough times and the hard times. But, Father, help us to understand those tough times and those hard times are there to strengthen us and to help us and to mold us and to shape us into the people you want us to be, Father, to just help us to hold on to your unchanging hand. Because, Father, we recognize the wind may blow, storm may come. It may beat us and push us to and fro, but, Father, help us to stay grounded in your word. Help us to keep on holding on to Jesus' hands. And, Father, we thank you for Jesus. We thank you for allowing him to come down and die for us. And by his death, we have salvation. Oh, Father, we come praying for each listener. Father, we pray that you be with each one. Help them through the struggles that they are going through. Help them to understand that sometimes this Christian road is tough. And whatever they face, and help them to keep their eyes on you so they won't falter by the wayside. Oh, Father, we come praying for our program here, chatting from the Word, Father. We ask that you help us to keep on the air. Help us to reach the masses of people that need to hear your word. And, Father, we want to come praying for our lesson this afternoon. We pray, Father, that may reach someone who needs to hear how beautiful you are. In Jesus' blessed name do we pray. Amen and amen. Well, I thank you for praying with us and along with us. We hope and pray that we have said something in that prayer that can help you and to encourage your walk with the Lord Jesus Christ on this afternoon hour. Do you know, Brother Oscar, I keep asking for people to sponsor us here at Chatting from the Word. We need help to bring this program on every day. We're on Mondays to Fridays, and we hope that this program have helped you on with your walk in Jesus Christ. And if it helped, if it had been helping you, and if it had been strengthening you and strengthening your walk in Jesus Christ, see if you can sponsor us monthly. If you can find it in your budget to help us, and whatever amount you can spend, that will be fine. If it's a dollar, if it's $10, if it's $20, $50 a month, that will be sufficient. Remember, he's not, though I'm not rich, but I'm not greedy. Whatever you can send to help me, help us here at Chatting from the Word, be appreciated. And churches, you can help out too. Put us in your budget for 2019 so that we can continue on bringing lessons and encouraging others to live for the Lord and keep on keeping on for Jesus Christ. And, of course, you can send one-time donation. That will be fine. That will be very much appreciated. And if you want to contact Oscar, as you said, as I said, if you want contact with me on the show, you can do that. The number is 657-383-0883. But if not, you can always leave a comment below the show. If you have something that you want to talk to Brother Oscar about, but if you have something that you disagree with me about, the lesson that we're going to do today, you can leave a comment below the show. Or if you want to contact me on Facebook, you can inbox me there. Or you can send me an email through my email address is OscarYork3443@gmail.com. Or we have a webpage also, OscarYorkPublishing.com, and you can leave a line or two. But while you're there, we have a bookstore. I've authored two books, A Peaceful Place in the Storms, God is in Control, that sell for $21.50, and Bridges of Friendship that also sell for $21.50. You can buy either book, but if you want books, it is $43. And, of course, all proceeds would go towards Chatting from the Word to help us to bring this program to you Mondays through Fridays, and we hope that it is helping you and encouraging you through and with your Christian walk. You know, but I believe in reading. I mean, you know my mantra. You might say, well, did you make that up? I believe I did. When you read, you get knowledge, and with knowledge come power. I haven't said that in a long time. I forgot to say that today, yesterday, but we need people that love to read. If you love to read the Word of God, you can learn the Word of God. You need to be a good reader. Good reader, although we have other ways of getting the Word of God to you. You have your audible book where you can listen and stuff like that. But it's just a good thing just to know how to read. All right, before the lesson, we want to bring another selection to you. I want to make sure I get the right one. Just be patient with Brother Oscar. I know I wrote it down. Yes, right here. Okay. We hope you enjoy it. I'm glad I know you by the Committed Acapella Chorus. We hope that you enjoyed that selection. It's just a good thing to know Jesus Christ and Him to know you. And it's all through His Word. You got to know His Word. If you want Him to know you, you must learn Him through His Word. All right. Time for the lesson. As always, I'm glad you all do have a copy of God's Word. We're glad that you have your copy and that you're ready to study along with us. You all who do not have a copy of God's Word, we're going to give you this time to go get your copy so that we can study together. All right? Because I believe we're going to study together. You need a copy of God's Word so that you can see where we are coming from with our studies. So go get your copy of God's Word so that you can study along with Brother Oscar and see where he's coming from this afternoon. And as always, I always love studying with you. I love bringing these lessons to you on a daily basis. And we hope and pray that we're doing a good job and that you're learning something here. This all would be in vain if I'm not encouraging you to help you to live a better Christian life. This we are all for nothing, and we hope and pray that we are. Again, we want to pray for the R.C. Wells family at that loss. It was a great loss to the brotherhood of the body of Christ. We want to keep that family in prayer that we can. So that they can find comfort sometime when your loved one leaves you, someone that you've been knowing for years, like your dad or your uncle or your wife or your husband, it leaves a void in your life. So keep that family in your prayers. All right. This is going to be part two of the lesson we began yesterday. We talked about Christians and the political world, Christians and the political world. And with this series, we want to first of all see what we should do through the New Testament, and then we want to see what God has to say about the political system that is set up today. But let me read what Paul says in 1 Timothy 2, beginning with verse 1. Again, let me reread this like I did yesterday. Here Paul says, I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceful life, all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. Here I entitle it, Christians and the Political World. I could have easily said Christianity and the political world. But the reason why I did not use that terminology is because when Christianity is mentioned, the world gives the word Christianity a broad meaning. And the world when the world talks about Christianity, it wants to bring in every religion on the face of the earth and put it under the heading of Christianity. But when we read in God's Word, we see that Christ Himself talks about unity, talks about one body and the oneness in Jesus Christ. So if I would have said Christianity, that would cover every religion in the world, but we know the Bible does not talk about every religion in the world if you read it right. So I entitle it Christians and the political world, because I believe many of us, we get so all bogged down in politics, where it's dividing families, dividing husbands and wives, dividing churches and all that. And but what we got to understand, to believe in when it comes to the political scenery in the world and the political chaos that we're going through at this time in this government in which we live. I know yesterday I left by saying what was going on in the White House today with the closing. And I said that it was wrong, and I believe it is. I mean, when the president closed the government, many are not working, many are not getting paid for the work that they are doing, and I believe that's wrong, and I hope you believe the same. And I said yesterday, I do not believe in just telling people my political preference, because it causes confusion when I mention what I believe politically. And Brother Oscar, he's like this. I don't make one stand politically. I will reveal that to you. Many ask, are you a Republican or you're a Democrat? And I tell them, if I go into the polls to vote for a president, I'm going to vote for the one that's best for the job, not because he's a Republican or a Democrat. Because over the years, and I go back ever since, I think back to President Carter after his presidency, I have been in disarray with our political, with our political government anyway. So the way I vote, Republican or Democrat, I vote my the way I feel and what that candidate may stand for, not so much of the political party. And I want you to know that, okay? And here, Paul. Well, let me say, philosophy might say, well, bro, ask this and that, but I believe Republican and Democrat is always something, and either party that's negative. As they say, when the President Obama president, they can find negative. Trump, you find it. President Trump, you find the negative things to say. But each party is going to have something negative to say about its party. Today, we have a Republican president. Of course, you all are Republicans. You're going to stand beside your man. And, of course, with the Democratic Party, the same. But here, what Paul says here. Paul said we should pray for all that are in authority. What we as Christians should do today is to pray for our leaders. It's to pray that they do the right thing when it comes to leading us in this government. And the reason why Paul said, listen to Paul's words here. Paul said to pray for kings and for all in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in our godliness and honesty. Paul said the reason why you pray for your government, so that we, who is the we he's talking about here? Who is the we? He although he's addressing to his protege in the gospel, Timothy, but here Paul is addressing we that are of like as he is. And here Paul said we that are Christians should pray for our government so that we may lead a quiet and peaceful life. so that the government will make a law banning us for obeying Jesus Christ. So that the government will make a law banning us to worship him as he says in his word. So the government won't come down on us because we're Christians. And in some foreign land, they do that. If you allow a person to know that you're a Christian, or the government know that you're a Christian, don't you know you can be killed by that for that? Even when the church was in its infancy, and if you told them that you was a Christian, you were either fed to the lions or either burned to the stakes because they did not understand what Christianity was all about when it was new in the world. They was destroying Christians. So here Paul is telling us to pray for our authorities so that they would not make a law to forbid us to live our Christian life, so that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. We're going to finish this up tomorrow. It's getting good. I don't know about you, but this is a good lesson. The Christians and the political world. Let us pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, I be thy name. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this time that we have on our program. We pray for each listener. We pray that each have a good day, and that all will remember to keep that light glowing and shining brightly for you. In Jesus' name, pray. Amen. And as always, it was nice chatting with you today. From the Word of God, we see you again on tomorrow.